It is the big ice festival happening this weekend, Ice Fest in downtown Coldwater. Looking forward to that, being a part of it. And Randy Finch, by the way, the master ice carver, going to join us on the air tomorrow. But joining us this morning to talk about one of the special events that are going on as part of that and more is Anita Hoyts, who's the president of Branch County Habitat for Humanity. Because you guys are tying in a pancake breakfast this Saturday, right, Anita?
That's correct, Ken. We're having a pancake breakfast at Coldwater United Methodist Church from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. It's free will donation. We'll be serving pancakes, sausage, syrup, of course. Someone has suggested applesauce, juice, coffee, and milk.
There you go. We'll get a little hearty breakfast under your belt before you go out into the cold and look at all the ice sculptures, or get your pictures taken with the ice sculptures, or see Randy's perform. I think he's carving at 11 and at 1 on Saturday, so that'll be perfect for folks to come on down. And support Branch County Habitat for Humanity and get a good breakfast, too, because there's so many great things that Habitat is doing in our community, not only building homes, but you're also, in some cases, helping folks get building materials for themselves with your Restore, right?
That is correct. We have a Restore that is located at 707 East Chicago Road, and we've recently reduced our hours because we're having some personnel changes there at the Restore. So we're open from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays. And if you're looking for some siding or some shingles. We had a couple of people looking for tile last weekend. If you're looking for a few pieces, we have that's the type of materials mm-hmm. that we have. But also, if you've finished a project and you have some things that you don't know what to do with, you can donate them to the Restore, and we will sell them to others.
Yeah. If you're doing some remodeling around the house, you've got cabinets, those kinds of things, that would be something perfect for it. And you guys even have the trailer and the trucks and the personnel to come pick it up from someone, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, that works out perfect because then it takes it off your hands. Habitat then can resell it. Someone will get that for their home at a reduced price, probably. And the money goes back into Habitat for Humanity program. So it works for everybody, right?
Yes, it does.
You mentioned about management of the store. I know you're looking for a new Restore manager. You're obviously always looking for volunteers for Habitat for Humanity, aren't you?
Correct. We are always looking for volunteers. There's many things, you know. I am a person that, you know, can barely hang a picture on a wall, much to the dismay of my father, who sent me to engineering school. But
you can draw, you just can't do it, right?
That's right. I can design it. I just don't do it well. But we do things besides that. We fundraise. We have people that help with family selection and family support, which would be our Habitat partner families. We have people that handle all of our administrative details, from being secretary at our board meetings to a treasurer. We're always looking for new board members if you'd like to help determine the future direction of Habitat for Humanity. And we're always looking for people who can build. Okay. You know, if those are your skills, those are, you know, we need those as well.
All right. Real quick then, where are you guys at in the process of homes here in Branch County?
Our next house that we will be building, we're going to be starting it this spring, after the thaw, will be in Quincy. And we are getting very close to selecting a family for that house. Because our partner families are required to work 250 volunteer hours to Habitat, before they can move into their house, we always try to make sure that we have a family selected before we start a house. Otherwise, getting the 250 hours per adult in, you know, before they can move into the house becomes a problem.
Yeah.
Because we're not providing them all the opportunities that they should.
Gotcha. Now, is this a brand new build or a remodel?
This will be a brand new build.
Okay. Wonderful stuff. Again, the pancake breakfast on Saturday, the time again will be
8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Okay. And you're at the United Methodist Church then. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully lots of folks stop on by and enjoy the breakfast as well. Support Habitat for Humanity. And volunteers will be there. If you've got questions about what's going on with Habitat, maybe you'd like to volunteer, be perfect time to check in with Anita or any of the other board members who will be there from Habitat for Humanity. Anita, we'll see you down there on Saturday, all right?
All right. Thank you, Ken.
Appreciate it. Anita Hoyt from Branch County Habitat for Humanity with us this morning.